Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wayne Kummer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Harris. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trusiewski moves to second. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Kummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kummer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Horton moves to third. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball four. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trusiewski for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Price and he is safe. Harris steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Cummer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cummer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer is 0 for 1 in the game. Cummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Oiler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparma bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Oiler moves to second. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Harper reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell takes first base on ball 4. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Willie Smith pinch hits for Larry Brown. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Billy Harris now playing shortstop. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-2 in the game. Price hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Price reaches second base with a double. Freehan moves to third. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Lenny Green pinch hits for Wayne Cummer. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is walked intentionally. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Ray Oiler. Billy Rohr now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to Rohr covering. Safe. Freehan scores. Price moves to third. Green moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparma hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller catches it and throws to first to double up McAuliffe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusewski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Trusewski fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims now playing first base. Joe Askew now catching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Stanley steals second. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trusewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Frien hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LeMay pinch hits for Billy Roer. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusewski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Price hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fuller moves to second. Pat Dobson now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up towards first. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trasuski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Vidal pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.